Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Joining us right now, the president of baseball operations and general manager for the San Diego Padres, A.J. Preller. Good morning, A.J.
Good morning, guys.
Well, you did this. This is mostly your fault. You and Peter Seidler and Ron Fowler and Eric Ruppner, and of course, you know, Mike Schilt and the players and the ones that came before. You have created a rabid fan base
yes.
for baseball here in San Diego. When your team plays like they did this last week, they go a little bit insane, and we are the first people who have to hear about it every single morning.
First line of defense here.
What are you going to do?
You.
What are you going to do about it to make our lives a little bit easier here, AJ?
Yeah, for first order of business, coming on Ben and Woods, and then we go from there. So let's. It's obviously Braves this weekend, and you know, I think it's ultimately what we've done over the last few years. It creates expectations, which is a good thing. You know, you want that. You want people to expect the team to play well and do it consistently. And you know, I think our fan base has gotten used to a team that especially in the first month of the season, you know, played really, really good baseball. It was fun to watch, and obviously over the last week we haven't played up to that level. And now it's a long year, and ultimately now it's about now making some adjustments and getting back to playing the kind of baseball that everybody expects us to play.
You know, and obviously the players are the ones that do the playing, and they're the ones that have the most outcome on the game. Now, you know, you've hit on so many guys. I mean, honestly, like, you don't get credit for the Gavin Sheets. You get roasted for, you know, some of the guys that don't work out. And when you look at kind of the production you're getting, AJ, yeah, everyone's talking about left field. You know, Schilty said many times, I'm not really worried about the catcher's offense. These guys are handling the pitching staff well, and they are. But when you look at maybe a lack of production right now in left field, feels like you guys are searching for an answer. Any idea on what's going to happen moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination, clearly, of, you know, our established guys playing at the levels that we're expecting them to play at. And you know, so I think that's part of it is kind of like, you know, making sure that the things that we were doing earlier in the year, you know, we get back to doing that. I think, you know, kind of looking at the style of play that we've played, you know, aggressive brand of ball and play, being aggressive on the base pass, getting back into that area. But also, you know, I think understanding that teams are going to make some adjustments, and, you know, and then we've got to be a little bit more selective from a pitch standpoint offensively. And then, like you mentioned, in terms of like rounding out the roster and having a team top to bottom, and you know that can score and score at different points in the lineup. And we knew, you know, left field was going to be kind of an open competition coming into the year. You know, trying to replace the production Profar gave us last year. You know, and we've gone about looking at some different spots, and you know that left field and the DH role. Sheets has obviously stepped up. But that's where, you know, as we go throughout the season, that's our job to continue to look both inside the organization and then also look at different possibilities outside the organization to see what else is out there. If, you know, to put together a team that, you know, that can win a lot of games and, you know, can attack from all different areas from a lineup standpoint. And, you know, I think most of the year this year has been good from that front. obviously, you know, over the last week, we haven't really hit on any of those cylinders in terms of, you know, getting the production from all different areas in the lineup. And, you know, I think the left field piece, you know, I think, you know, we'll keep having those conversations and keep challenging the guys in house to see if they can play well. And obviously always keep an eye as we get into the summer months to see what else is there.
When you talk about the in-house options, I mean, we saw, you know, Tirso Ornelas briefly on the big leagues and, you know, still working at it at AAA. Not specifically with him, but when a guy comes up for a short period of time, how much, you know, emphasis, evaluation can you do in, you know, 14 at-bats, you know, for a guy, whether you think he can get it done on the big league level or not? And how patient can you be when your team is obviously, you know, going to be fighting for a playoff spot, trying to win this year, and letting guys struggle for a while before they figure it out on the big league level?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, again, you've got to give guys some opportunity to either perform or fail, you know, and you got to, it's baseball, you know, so I mean, to sit there and make decisions, you know, over the course of a few games or a series, probably not the best way to go about doing it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, every day, you know, you're in the big leagues, it's an evaluation period and you get a sense, you know, not necessarily, you know, if it's, you know, a guy goes, you know, 6 for 8, that means a certain thing, but you see the way, you know, the way guys swing the bats, the way they make adjustments, you know, how they compete, how they fit in the clubhouse, you know, I think all those things you're constantly evaluating. So, you know, I think we've had a chance to, you know, throughout spring training and, you know, in the season to get a feel for different guys. And even if it's limited opportunity, you do have a sense for what people can do. And you're trying to blend that with giving them enough time to kind of get comfortable into a big league setting, especially when you bring guys up from the minor leagues. That's kind of always that dance that we've got to do. You know, and I think that's all part of it from an evaluation standpoint.
Yeah, it's such a tough needle to thread. I don't envy your position. I never have. I think it's, you know, you said it on the show, the junior GMs, and when you lose 6 in a row, the junior GMs come out in full force. And, you know, talking about Tirso and Luis Camposano, who we've seen up, you know, he's been up, he's gotten a ton of opportunity and goes down and mashes at AAA. Is he an option moving forward this year for a right-handed power bat? I know, again, you sound like you've lost your voice a little bit. I'm assuming you've just been talking to other GMs about what kind of moves you can make fervently over the last week, but I, you know, when you think about Campy, you know, is he a guy that you guys are looking at potentially bringing up to add a little bit of pop?
Yeah, I mean, I think from Campy's standpoint, you know, it's obviously he's been up in the big leagues and you know, at different points over the last few years, and I think that first year hit, what, 280, 290 or so in the big leagues, you know, catching. I think the good part is that, you know, we challenged him and you know, not making the team out of spring training, there's two things you can do. You know, some guys go down to AAA and, you know, it's kind of woe is me and, you know, I deserve to be in the big leagues. And he's gone down to AAA and done the opposite by all accounts. You know, he's been a great teammate. You know, Pete Zamora, the manager down there, talks about him all the time, about some of the things that he's done. And then offensively he's produced, which is a huge part of it. And, you know, he's not chasing, you know, it seems like he's kind of locked into getting his pitch, and he's always been a talented hitter. And we've, again, like you mentioned, so, you know, guys breaking into the big leagues, it's all kind of different time periods about how they, you know, how and when they get going. I think with Campy, he's hit the ball hard. He's hit the ball very hard. He's been productive. He's not chasing. And even in the little bit we saw him in the big leagues, you know, he I think it was 4 walks and one punch out. And, you know, I think the one punch was one of those balls that was probably out of his zone. So, you know, that's productive, and we're going to constantly be looking at that AAA group to see if guys can come in and, you know, and give us some. We've done it so far this year. We've tapped into some guys down there, and, you know, my guess is get more opportunity, and you force your own opportunity. And the way he's playing, he's considered, you know, he's definitely in our minds, and, you know, he's going to force his way back to the big leagues if he keeps doing it.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He's doing.
Just another quick one for me, AJ. It's AJ Preller on Ben and Woods this morning. We kicked this around. Well, when you lose, you know, six games in a row, you got to come up with new stuff to talk about. Everyone's got a solution. And one thing that a listener had brought up, and I can't remember if we've ever asked you about this, and I thought I got to ask him on Friday. When we acquired Jake Cronenworth originally, we were at the very first spring training he was at. We love Crony. Crony's a great dude, great Padre.
Having a
good season this year. Somebody brought it up. Why hasn't Crony ever been looked at in the outfield? We've not been shy to move infielders to the outfield. Is that ever been broached with you guys? Like, to me, he looks like he could go and play left field today. Obviously, middle of the season is a tough call. He's probably going to kill me for asking you this, but I'm sure that seed has been in your brain before. Has that ever been broached with him?
Not really with Crony. I mean, I think with Tatis and, you know, obviously we've done with Toddy and Jackson and, you know, and others, but I think, you know, I think with Crony, again, like for us, the ability to play second base and first base from a defensive standpoint, you know, like just see that as a huge, you know, as a huge positive and big ton value for our group and our team. And, you know, having somebody that thinks the game in the middle of the diamond like that, you know, it leads to winning. So I think with Crony, you know, again, it's, we've seen some of these infielders have gone to the outfield and played very well. I'm not saying that Crony couldn't do it or anything like that, but I think the value that he brings, you know, in the dirt, you know, just from a defensive standpoint, you know, I think we just, you know, we just feel like that's been something that over the years has never really been, hey, let's run this out to the outfield right now at that. It's like, yeah, like having a real, you know, plus infielder at second base or at first base. I think it's kind of where our mind's gone. And, you know, I think, again, for Shilty and the staff, I think having some consistency in the infield with Crony and Xander up the middle, I think that's where their mind goes in terms of this current roster.
Don't tell them I asked you. All right. Just don't mention it. All right.
Talking to AJ Preller. AJ, what are your thoughts on MLB's extra inning rule? I mean, hasn't worked out for you guys this year. Worked out great last year. Worked out horribly in 2023. What's an idea? And Paul, we all kind of feel like it's kind of like flipping a coin sometimes now. It saves the bullpen from going to the 16th, but it's really hard to, you know, figure out how you're going to do it, especially when you're on the road and
the home and road splits.
The other team gets that last chance with a runner on second base. It always feels like they have such an advantage there.
Yeah, in 23 and 25, I've been like very vehemently against that rule and trying to change it strongly. 24, I kind of liked it. In 4, it made sense. So, I think a lot of the rules MLB's put into play over the years, in the last few years, in terms of the time of game stuff and the speed up stuff, I think has made for a better product. And I think I think the extra innings, it took me a little bit to get used to it. You know, I totally understand when people are like, yeah, is it kind of artificial? Is it, you know, is it the way, you know, is it kind of like lead to fair competition? At the end of the day, everybody's playing by it. You know, you've got to kind of get ready for that situation. And, you know, I understand why the rule's in place. And, you know, ultimately, yeah, we've got to, you know, you get into that extra inning situation and, you know, did a good job with it last year. We've got to go ahead and win some of those games in that spot. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, kind of, you know, from that standpoint, hey, these are the rules, go play with them. And I think most of the stuff that's been put down over the last few years, you know, has kind of led to a better product overall.
And AJ, you know, I wanted to get a quick update on you, Darvish, too, if we could. But I also wanted to ask you, when you got guys at the top of the order, the Fernando Tatis Jr., dynamic, electric, Manny Machado, posts every single day. When guys like that aren't performing, you know, how tough is it for you, and are they okay? You know, like, I think everyone's really, for Manny's always the same, whether he's hitting bombs, whether he's not hitting bombs, he's always the same person and player, I think. But with Fernando, you know, people are out there actually worried about him. Like, how's he doing? Is he okay? He's not performing to the level I know he's capable of. So for you as the GM, you know, can you answer that? Are those guys doing okay right now? And also a quick update on you, Darvish, if you could.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the difficult part, especially, you know, with baseball. You know, it's kind of getting into the year and the roller coaster and just such a long season. And there's a lot of failure in the game of baseball. So I think, you know, to me, obviously, when you see somebody have a series or a game or an at bat, you know, where, you know, you're used to them playing at a super high level and expect them to play and perform all the time, you know, you're always, you know, kind of, you know, your mind goes to, you know, all kinds of different things, sure, et cetera. But I think I think that's all part of it. I think, you know, with Schilte and the staff, they've done a great job of, you know, just kind of being even keeled and understanding, like, hey, when's the time to really push and when's the time to, you know, to kind of, hey, let these guys and their talent and ability in the process kind of let it play out. And, you know, again, I think, you know, for most of the year, Merrill and Toddy and Manny, the three you just mentioned, they've been outstanding. So, you know, I think from our standpoint, you know, I think probably the positive of the last, you know, few weeks or so is, you know, those guys aren't going to be like that all year, you know, in terms of, you know, that means usually some good things are about ready to happen. So, you know, and I think it's constantly conversation with the staff and the players. These guys care a ton about how do we get that and how do we kind of get back to that level quickly. You know, but those guys are, you know, I think they're overall, I think, you know, throughout the year, they're in a good place. And, you know, we're in the, you know, to me, like, I think that's where our team is built with those guys and that crew. And, you know, I think they're going to come back here and start playing some really good ball. And then in terms of Darvish, yeah, he basically got to the point, made those the rehab starts, one down in Arizona and one in AAA. Stuff was really good. I mean, he's, you know, throwing the ball 94, 98, I think so. And talking about this, about as good as he's felt from a, you know, sharpness of his pitches, secondary stuff was good. You know, but then the ability to kind of bounce back, he's still kind of describing this feeling of some tightness, you know, like, you know, in the forearm, and then, you know, just kind of coming back where he's able to still play catch and, you know, he's like, yeah, he's still, you know, throwing and playing catch and progressing there, but good. Just getting to the point where he's like, hey, I'm ready to go pitch in a big league game, make 80 pitches, and 5 days later, you know, not put the team at a disadvantage, you know, from a bullpen standpoint or from a pitching rotation standpoint. He hasn't gotten to that stage yet. So, you know, it's constant conversation with our medical team. You know, it hasn't been anything new or anything like that that's popped up. You know, it doesn't really feel like a setback or anything there. It's just like him getting to the point. We trust him a ton, you know, to where him and the medical group is like, yeah, he can now not just do it in a rehab setting, but then be able to bounce back the next day and the next day and 5 days later. He hasn't gotten to that point where he's like, yeah, I'm fully equipped to do this. It's more of, let's just keep playing catch, keep throwing, you know, keep throwing all my pitches. And, you know, when we feel like the time's right for him to do that, he'll be back in the rotation.
And just quickly, AJ, when the time is right, you know, what are your thoughts on going to a six-man rotation? Woods and I have both loved how Randy Vasquez and Steven Kolek have been competing, for you every fifth start out there. What would be the pros and cons? You know, shortening your bullpen, obviously, but what are your kind of thoughts on that during a long stretch with now many days off?
Yeah, I mean, we've done it both ways. A few years ago, we did it pretty successfully with the six-man, you know, and we've had different periods where we've gone there. I think it's just kind of looking at your roster and personnel. I think the good part is that so far, the way Kolek and Vasquez have thrown, you know, they kind of at least start that conversation where you can consider that, you know, where you're looking up and, you know, when Darvish comes back, you've got at least six that you feel good about. And then it's a conversation with Schilte, Rubin, you know, the front office group that's just kind of talking about what's best for the Padres during that stretch. And, you know, we've done it both ways where you kind of like have the extended bullpen or you have a long man, you have a really good option in AAA, or, you know, no, this is the best way to handle competition is to go to the six man. I think the good part is, you know, Randy and Steven have they've pitched well and they're progressing, and at least gives us the opportunity to have that conversation.
AJ, really appreciate it. I know a team on a 6-game losing streak, they love to see nothing more than Chris Sale facing them on the mound. Yeah. But baseball's weird.
And
so.
Acuna back.
And yes. And Ronald Acuna back in the lineup. But baseball is weird.
Right,
so
AJ, just calm everybody down. Just tell everybody it's going to be okay. And I think we will.
Yeah, just what we wanted, Acuna and Sale for Friday night. So how we drew it up. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting back in the winning column and calling some people out there, so that'd be good.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. AJ Preller, President of Baseball Operations and General Manager of the San Diego Padres.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.